Supply and Demand Alignment Roadmap. Exhibit 1-47 provides an overview of how supply and demand are aligned using a process called Operations Planning and Control. Exhibit 1-47, Operations Planning and Control. The core functions in this process are called master planning. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines master planning as a group of business processes that includes the following activities: demand management, forecasting and order servicing, production and resource planning, and master scheduling, master schedule, and the rough cut capacity plan. Note how master planning uses strategic planning and business planning as a key input, plus information from the demand and supply sides of the organization that is brought together using sales and operations planning to produce a consensus demand plan and production plan. The center column shows the supply side outputs. The production plan, based on a consensus demand plan from sales and operations planning, is developed to guide master scheduling, which produces a master production schedule and plans for the necessary raw materials and material requirements planning. This in turn is used for controlling production and scheduling assembly, production activity control, and final assembly scheduling. The exhibit shows how both the demand and supply organizations have continuing input as plans grow more and more detailed and time horizons grow shorter and shorter. The high-level demand side activities of forecasting and demand management involve demand sensing and creation activities and result in a demand plan. The distribution requirements planning process involves determining the inventory replenishment needs at distribution centers. The supply side activities start with resource planning, which determines the need for capital investments or capacity modifications. The remaining activities in the right-hand column of the exhibit address whether evolving plans are feasible from an operations capacity standpoint. To expand upon Exhibit 1-47, the basic steps in operations planning and control can be summarized as follows. Demand history data are gathered and cleansed. A statistical forecast is run and analyzed for events or outliers that are not expected to repeat in the future. The statistical forecast with associated errors is reviewed with the product and brand management, marketing, and sales teams. The teams add information to the demand plan that will improve forecast accuracy. The demand plan is finalized with the demand side teams and passed on to supply. The supply team reviews the demand plan and constrains it based on capacity and material availability. Both supply and demand review the constrained plan with the finance team and executive management. When the executive S and OP meeting is held, the result is the communication of a single plan. Sales sells to the plan and supply produces to the plan. One of the outputs of S and OP is the production plan, which provides the rate of production at the product family level. Resource requirements are evaluated with the resource plan. The production plan is the input to master scheduling, and its output is the master production schedule, MPS. The MPS is typically a weekly plan at the item level with an evaluation of capacity using rough cut capacity planning. Then material requirements planning uses bill of material data, inventory data, and the MPS to calculate requirements for materials, resulting in planned production and purchase orders. Production activity control receives the output of material requirements planning and detail planning, and shop floor scheduling is done.